We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Zach Jackson of The Athletic. Zach, how are you?
I'm good. I'm coming in the middle of a conversation here. Is Nick Saban happy about anything ever?
He's always miserable. He's so annoying, that guy. I find him annoying. What about you? But he's there was some interview with him, and he was like, yeah, I don't care about all the wins. I only care about the games we lost. Shut up. Is that even true? Do you believe that when you hear that, Zach? Or is he just trying to be a misery?
I would say this. I believe that he's authentic. Like, you know, it's not a front. Because I don't think you'd make it to the level that he's made it if he's faking those personality traits.
Fair point.
But,
fair point.
I mean, you do have to enjoy it at some point, right?
Yeah, you'd think. He's done so much winning. Are you surprised that Urban Meyer's going to the NFL?
Maybe mildly. You know, Urban Meyer's a football coach. He doesn't know how to do anything else. And he's going to have to be taught how to be an NFL football coach. He's just such a straightforward, locked-in guy. But, you know, it seems like a good situation, right? He's going to have all the power. You're going to get the number one pick in the draft. They're going to get a little bit of time anyway to establish it. So, you know, when he quits 2.5 years from now, we'll see. But I think they'll win a little bit in the meantime.
You know, it's funny. You know, Urban, I always say this, Zach, and you know this as well as anybody. You know, his program at Ohio State was almost ran kind of like an NFL type of system. The way that he treated the players, the way that he would run their meetings, their travel, like everything was kind of like that. So I don't know that there's much difference other than the fact that these guys are making millions of dollars and a little bit older and have wives. The system stuff still, like the NFL now is a lot of the college offense anyway. So I think he'll be fine there. I think just developing relationships, and hell, maybe he learned a lot dealing with Brady Quinn and Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart this offseason, talking to those guys and learning about the nuances of the locker room and how to deal with players and things like that. I'm sure that he probably took notes along the way, in his workings with Fox. I mean, this guy is meticulous in everything that he does.
He is, but he's not a communicator. So that's going to be an issue.
I'll tell you what, though, dude. He the last year he was, I mean, after he retired from or left Ohio State, I mean, he became like a different person. Like, he became someone that was like actually someone.
But he was undefeated then, Dustin. You know, it wasn't week to week where he gets flat.
Right.
He's a wonderful football coach, and what he did at Bowling Green and at Utah, and then really all the way through to Ohio State is remarkable. It's a different challenge here. So he's a really, really good football coach, but it's just going to be different. And he's not going to just get to handpick the four best defensive ends in the league and say, you get to play for us.
We're talking with Zach Jackson, The Athletic. Zach, I think it's interesting, right? You know, Sammy Watkins made the comment that he made after Chase Claypool and Juju last week saying dopey things. Well, Claypool after the game. And in these press conferences, Baker was asked about it, didn't take the bait. Jarvis was asked about it, didn't take the bait. Kareem Hunt sounded like he wanted to, but in the end he didn't. Do you like that they're not kind of commenting on that? You think it matters?
Yes, I love that they're not, for a couple of reasons. One, I think the Browns have shown some maturity on multiple fronts, way more important ones than that. And two, the Browns don't play Chase Claypool and Juju anymore this year, and they might not play Juju at all. So that's over, and it's got to stop.
Zach, getting back to – well, I want to get to Kareem Hunt and the press conference he just had, because – you know, Jeff asked him about, like, is he angry that he didn't get a second chance in Kansas City? And then soon after, you followed up and you said, you know, you got a chance to earn. I don't remember the exact question, but basically you put it as, like, earn your second chance, which I like, because I don't think anybody's – what he did, he wasn't owed a second chance. He had to earn it. Seems like he has at this point. Do you think he has earned that second chance you know,
I absolutely do. you know, I was not comfortable with the signing. You know, when it happened,
yeah,
it came out of nowhere. It just seemed like there were a lot of layers to it that maybe the Browns and Kareem himself weren't ready for. But I will say this. The team laid out what they needed, right? The league laid out what they needed. He immediately got reinstated. He was ahead of schedule on things. They put him back. And then last year, he had the incident, you know, early in 2020, and this group chose to stick with him. And whatever they asked him to do, he did well enough that they extended him the week before the season started. So we all know, right? It's on tape. And we all know that the Chiefs cut him for lying and that they didn't want to do that. And they missed him from a football-wise. But from football standpoint, and that's all we know because nobody's been in the facility, right? He has done what has been required, what has been asked. And the Browns believe in him, and he's certainly been a big part of their on-field success.
Yep. So, Zach, let's go to this weekend here and just start talking about the game a little bit because, you know, the line is 10 points. We all know Kansas City's this juggernaut. They haven't been kind of a juggernaut this year, even though they win 14 games. They had some close games, some close calls. The Raiders did put up a bunch of points and win that game against them. Like, where are you at with this? I mean, obviously you're a degenerate like me, and we look at these lines and we try to figure out like what's going to happen here in these games. Like, what's your gut telling you right now heading into this weekend?
Yeah, so the Chiefs are really good and really special with their extra gear when they're engaged. They haven't won by more than a touchdown since November 1st, and that tells me more than anything that they were engaged, Dustin. But they knew, right? They didn't lose any of those games.
They were on cruise control.
They're super dangerous because you can try to take away Tyreek Hill, and you probably can't. And if you devote extra attention to doing that, then Travis Kelce kills you. And if you blitz, he throws it deep, right? Or he gets away, and he just makes plays. They're just so good. And it's a combination of coaching, experience, talent, pure speed that nobody else has. And that's why they won it last year. That's why they're the favorite this year. So I think the Browns will play well. I think the Browns will score points. I think the Browns, they've shown us all they're going to show up prepared, right? I don't know that it'll be enough because I don't know that you can hold this team under. I mean, might the Chiefs be a little rusty? Might there be some things that the Chiefs are not 100% great in? Sure, but they routinely just get 400 yards, 450 yards, 40 points, right? The pressure is on you. So there is a blueprint to winning this game for the Browns. It has to be 40 points. It has to be playing with the mentality from the start of, you know, we're not going to punt. We're not going to do we're not going to commit penalties. We're going to get touchdowns every time we get in the red zone. All those things happen. The Browns absolutely have a chance, but it's going to take a near-perfect game because I think the Chiefs are that good.
All right, Zach, let me ask you this question. It's a crazy question Bull and Keith asked me earlier, and I gave kind of maybe a ridiculous answer. I don't know. I'm curious your thoughts. Would you rather be up 28 points after the first quarter or be down 6 with 3 minutes to go and have the ball?
In this case, I would rather be down 6 with 3 minutes to go and have the ball because I feel like
same
I
thing.
Score and try to only leave them 25 seconds.
But I get what you guys say, but 28. I mean, I know they can come back. I know they, but 28. That's not.
Okay,
that's still not great.
No, you're right. There's a little bit of absurdity to that, but
yeah,
we're just talking about it. We don't have to do it. But last year in the divisional playoffs,
yeah, 24,
they scored 41 points in 25 game minutes, and the next week in the conference championship game, they scored 28 points in 12 minutes and 30 seconds.
Yeah, well, and you're listen. That's fair. I can understand that argument. I'd still take the 28-0. I don't think that's very likely, but I'd still take it. But, yeah, I understand what you're saying. I mean, you know, that's why when people call us, Zach, and say, well, the Browns got to play, you know, control the clock and just run the ball. I'm like, it doesn't matter. The Chiefs score so fast, they can have the ball for 22 minutes and still put up 40 points.
Yeah, I think there's a handful of occasions where you can take some extra clock off, right, or play
sure.
or, you know, base your ideas around the clock, but the main thing is you have to score. It just has to be the main thing, and you have to get 7 when you get those opportunities, right? You just have to say, obviously we're playing against the other 11 guys, but we're really playing to get to 38 or 41 because they're going to come and get you, and they're going to do it in a hurry. And, you know, over the last – going back to the Tennessee game, right, the Browns have played 4 playoff games, the Steelers twice, back-to-back weeks. The Browns have scored 39 themselves, 39 a game, 440 yards. But you take all those averages, and they really match up well with what the Chiefs routinely do.
You add the Chiefs' playoff experience. You add the Chiefs being at home. You add the Browns being vulnerable in the secondary. You have to score 40 points to realistically win this game.
Zach, having Stefanski back this week, having known what he's done this year with his game plans, how much faith do you have in him to put together something that's going to give us a chance to compete in this game?
A lot. And first of all, kudos to everybody last week, from Alex Van Pelt to Prefer to Michael Dunn, who came out of nowhere and played guard, because that was really what the way they handled themselves through all that adversity was outstanding. But I think Stefanski's outstanding. I think what he's done with his team showed up last week, even though he wasn't there. There's a belief. There's a plan. It's been gradual, right? We all remember the first game. We all remember the Raiders game. The Browns have put that in the past. The past game has played well. I guess I would just sum it up by saying I am really confident that the Browns are not going to lay an egg. That doesn't mean they won't get overwhelmed eventually. But I think the Browns are going to show up, and I think the Browns are going to score. And I will not be surprised if the Browns have a chance to win, or at least right there, when we go to the fourth quarter on Sunday evening.
Zach Jackson, The Athletic, with us. Zach, Myles Garrett has not been the same player since coming back from the COVID list. He's talked about some of the breathing exercises and stuff. Now, maybe it's not. Maybe there's more to it than just having COVID. I don't know. I don't know what you think about that. But, you know, we're all excited to have Denzel Ward back, but we don't know, right? Like, maybe he won't be the same player either since with COVID.
No, we don't know. And same for Kevin Johnson, right? They rotated guys last week because they had so much change and because, you know, they had to deal with those things. So that is certainly something to watch. The thing that comes to mind with Myles Garrett is if the Chiefs are vulnerable right now, it's on both lines. Mitchell Schwartz has been out. They've had some issues replacing guys on the O-line, and their D-line has not really held up against the run. Now, last year in the playoffs, they tightened up, and a really bad run defense all of a sudden played well. Can they do that again? I don't know. But, you know, the Browns win when they cause turnovers and they cash them in, right? That can translate to this team. However, they don't give it away very often. So you look at Myles and you think huge game for Myles if the Browns are going to win.
Zach, how did the Browns stop Tyreek Hill? I mean, do you put Peppers back 35 yards deep again like we did back in the game?
Yes, if you could acquire him this week, that would certainly help. Yeah, you know, they have played a little bit of trail coverage through the year where Denzel has gone, you know, with guys. You have to play the safeties deep, which I think the Browns have done more of and given up, you know, the passes in front of them or tried to do. I just think you have to mix it up, Dustin, to an extent, and I think your guys have to make plays. And the D-line certainly has to get to Mahomes and maybe make him throw it before he wants to. But whether it's Sendejo or whether it's Denzel Ward or whether it's any of those guys in between, you're going to have to get a pass breakup. You're going to have to cripple a 45-yard pass interference penalty, right? And when Travis Kelce catches it, you have to bring him down. I mean, that's what's so hard. You know, he averages almost 14 a catch, and like – Tyreek Hill is just short of 15, and they're two totally different players, right? So that just tells you that Kelce is not only getting open, but he's running for more yards and big yards after the catch, because they'll go to Tyreek at any time, but on 3rd and 8, they're not afraid to throw it to Kelce at 6, knowing that he'll get there.
Right. Zach, last thing, true or false, and who would have imagined a few years ago that I'd be asking this question, but true or false, if the Browns beat the Chiefs, they are very likely to win the Super Bowl.
Well, it certainly becomes more likely. Look, there is something to be said for a hot team at the right time. The Browns are that. You know, the Browns have arrived, and we'll see how they match up here. You know, I think all the teams in the AFC are playing super well. You could probably honestly make the case that the Chiefs are not playing the best of the four, but they have the talent. They have the pedigree. They can flip the switch on Sunday.
That's a good point. Zach, great stuff as always, Zach man.
One more thing, Zach. Ahead. How great would an AFC Championship game be? Ravens-Browns.
Yeah, it would be phenomenal. And that thought has crossed my mind because I do think the Ravens are going to win.
I do too.
So we'll see. I think the Browns are going to score. I just don't know if they're going to score enough.
Thanks, Zach.
Thanks, guys.
Good stuff, buddy.
All right, Zach's as good as it gets, man. He does a great job covering the Browns. Zach Jackson from The Athletic.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.